Hello and welcome to the English Martial Art. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the Anglo-Saxon broken back sack. The English broken back sack is a type of single-edged knife or short sword that was commonly used by the Anglo-Saxons during the early Middle Ages, particularly from the 5th to the 11th centuries. Sack is an old English word for knife or cutting tool. The broken back sack gets its name from its distinctive blade shape. It typically has a straight edge for the two-thirds of its length, followed by a sharp angle where the blade goes down to form the back edge, resembling a broken back. The blade can vary in length, but it's generally shorter than a typical sword. These weapons were versatile tools used for various tasks, including everyday chores, hunting, and self-defense. They were also sometimes used in warfare, especially by the Germanic tribes during the migration period and later by the Anglo-Saxons in England. The broken back sack remains an iconic symbol of the Anglo-Saxon culture and craftsmanship, and surviving examples can be found in museums and private collections around the world. History and origin. The broken back sack holds a significant place in the history of early medieval Europe, particularly in the context of Anglo-Saxon England. The term sack originates from Old English, denoting a broad category of knives or cutting tools. These blades were not just weapons, but also versatile implements used in various aspects of daily life, including hunting, farming, and crafting. The emergence of the broken back sack can be traced back to the migration period, circa 300 to 700 AD, a time of significant movement and cultural exchange across Europe. During this era, Germanic tribes including the Saxons, Angled, Frisians, Jutes, utilized similar styles of knives and blades. However, it was the Anglo-Saxons who developed distinct variations, including the broken back sack, during their settlement in England. Design and construction of the broken back sack reflects the ingenuity, practicality, and craftsmanship of the Anglo-Saxon people. Let's delve into the details of its design and the methods used in its construction. Blade design. Distinctive shape. The most recognizable feature of the broken back sack is its blade shape. It typically consists of a straight edge for approximately two-thirds of its length, followed by a sharp angle where the blade curves upward to form the back edge, giving it the characteristics of the broken back appearance. Single-edged. While there are variations, most broken back sacks feature a single cutting edge, with the opposite side serving as a flat or slightly concave surface. This design allowed for effective slicing and thrusting motions, making it a versatile tool for various tasks. The blade length. The length of the sack blade varied, ranging from shorter examples resembling large knives to longer specimens approaching the size of short swords. Blade lengths could range from a few inches to over 2 feet, depending on the intended use and preferences of the wielder. The material. Blade material. The blade of the broken back sack was typically forged from high carbon steel or iron. These materials provided and necessary strength and resilience for cutting, thrusting, and withstanding the rigors of everyday use. Handle material. Handles were commonly made from wood such as ash, oak, or maple, which provided a comfortable and secure grip. Some sacks featured handles crafted from bone, antler, or horn, adding to their aesthetic appeal. Fittings and decorations. Wealthier individuals might adorn their sacks with metal fittings, such as brass or silver, which served both decorative and functional purposes. These fittings could include pommels, bolsters, and guard plates, often intricately decorated with geometric patterns or animal motifs. Construction technique. Forging. The process of forging the sack blade involved heating the chosen metal to high temperatures and shaping it through hammering, folding, and grinding. Skilled blacksmiths carefully manipulated the metal to achieve the desired blade shape and edge geometry. This is called pattern welding, which many smiths of the time were familiar with. Quenching and tempering. After shaping the blade, it was subjected to heat treatment processes such as quenching and tempering to improve its hardness, durability, and resilience. Quenching involved rapidly cooling the heated blade in a liquid medium, while tempering involved reheating it to a specific temperature and then allowing to cool slowly. Handle attachment. The blade was typically attached to the handle using a tack, a protrusion of metal that extended through the handle or was in the handle as a hidden tack. The tang might be secured in place by peening, rabbit skin glue, or pitch glue, but many think they were friction fitted to make a sturdy and durable connection. Decorative element. Engravings and inlays. Some broken back sexes featured decorative elements such as engraved patterns, inlaid metals, or incised designs along the blade or handle. These embellishments served both aesthetic and symbolic purposes, showcasing the craftsmanship and status of the owner. The insular style. In some examples, particularly those from late Anglo-Saxon period, sexes exhibit elements of insular art, characterized by intricate interlaced patterns, zoomorphic motifs, and geometric designs. These stylistic influences reflect the cultural exchanges and artistic developments of the time. The design and construction of the broken back sax demonstrates the skill, innovation, and attention to detail of the Anglo-Saxon craftsman who created them. From the distinctive blade shape to the choice of materials and decorative element, each aspect of the sax reflects the cultural, technological, and aesthetic preferences of its time. As both a practical tool and a work of art, the broken back sax remains a testament to the ingenuity and craftsmanship of its makers. Cultural significance. The broken back sax holds profound cultural significance within Anglo-Saxon society, embodying values of identity, status, and craftsmanship. Let's explore its cultural significance in greater depth. Symbol of identity. The Anglo-Saxon heritage, the broken back sax is emblematic of the Anglo-Saxon cultural identity. It reflects the craftsmanship, traditions, and values of the Anglo-Saxon people who settled in England during the early medieval period. Different regions and communities within Anglo-Saxon England might have had their own variations of the sax, showcasing regional craftsmanship and cultural differences. The sax thus became not only a symbol of broader Anglo-Saxon identity, but also a marker of regional affiliation. Social status. Owning a broken back sax could signify social status and wealth within Anglo-Saxon society. Finely crafted saxes with ornate decorations and high-quality materials were likely owned by nobility or wealthy landowners. Heirlooms and legacies. Saxes were often passed down through generations within families, serving as heirlooms that connected individuals to their ancestors and lineage. The inheritance of a sax could symbolize continuity, tradition, and familial pride. Skilled workmanship. Crafting a broken back sax required considerable skill and expertise in metalworking, woodworking, and other artisanal techniques. The creation of a sax was not merely a utilitarian endeavor, but also an artistic expression of craftsmanship. Decorative element. Many saxes were adorned with intricate patterns, engravings, or inlays, showcasing the artistic abilities of the craftsman who created them. These decorative elements served both aesthetic and symbolic purposes, enhancing the beauty and prestige of the weapon. Ceremonial object. Saxes were often used in various rituals, ceremonies, and rites of passage within Anglo-Saxon society. They might have been included as symbolic items in funerary rites, weddings, or other significant events, underscoring their importance beyond their practical utility. Saxes were sometimes involved in formal oaths and pledges, where individuals would swear upon their blade as a symbol of the solemnity and seriousness of their commitment. This practice highlights the symbolic power and significance attributed to the sax within Anglo-Saxon culture. The broken back sax holds multifaceted cultural significance within Anglo-Saxon society, serving as more than just a utilitarian tool or weapon. It symbolizes identity, status, craftsmanship and tradition, embodying the values and beliefs of the Anglo-Saxon people, the enduring legacy of the sects underscores its importance in understanding the complexities early medieval England in the cultural milieu which it thrived. Although the use of the broken-back sects declined with the advent of more sophisticated weapons and changes in military tactics, its legacy endures to this day. Surviving examples of sects are highly prized of artifact. Furthermore, the influence of the sects extends beyond its historical context. It remains an enduring symbol of Anglo-Saxon heritage and identity, celebrated in literature, art and popular culture. The image of the broken-back sects continues to inspire modern artisans and craftsmen who seek to replicate its iconic design and craftsmanship. The English broken-back sects stands as a testament to the ingenuity, skill and resilience of the Anglo-Saxon people. Its unique design, practical utility and cultural significance ensure its enduring legacy in the annals of history.